first ever WILL Ag Farm Assets Conference on November 24th. We got straight talk from our U of I experts on the ARC-PLC decision, crop insurance, and farmland values in 2015. And all of our on-air analysts will be on hand to bring you the latest on marketing corn and soybeans and cash grain ideas. Get your tickets today for the meeting at the Marriott Hotel on the Illinois State University campus by calling 800-898-1065. Or on our secure website at willag.org. Tickets are just $25 and include lunch and parking in the hotel parking garage. Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter December wheat is trading at 558 and a half down 8. Soft December wheat, 473 and a half down 7 and 3 quarters. December corn, 324 and a half, down 1 and a quarter. March, 337 and a quarter, down 1 and a quarter. May, 345 and 3 quarters, down 1 and a quarter. July, 352 and 3 quarters, down 1 and a quarter. November soybeans, 914 and a half, down 9. January, 923 and a quarter, down 9. March, 932, down 8 and a half. May, 940 and a quarter, down 8 and a half. July, and 946 and three quarters, down 8. October soybean meal, 306.70, down 140. October soybean oil, 32.54, down 25 cents. October live cattle, 160.67 and a half, down 27 and a half. October feeders, 235.05, up 40. And October lean hogs, 108.60, and they're up 127 and one half. Joining me on the phone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Quick programming announcement. Wayne will be with us again this afternoon at 12:39. It is a USDA reporting day, with the quarterly grains stocks report and the annual small grains reports due out this morning at 11 o'clock. We'll begin there, Wayne. Anything there do you think for us to chew on?
Well, there's surely going to be something that we aren't expecting. It's a USDA report, and they do seem to want to surprise us as of the last couple of years. So I think there's going to be, you know, how are they going to show the negative residual that we had from last year? How much will they increase the year before bean harvest that way? And our elusive 300 million in the corn, is it going to come or go this time, or will it just still be out there in nowhere land?
And it's been about 2 years with that corn, hasn't it?
It comes, it goes, it comes, it goes. And we're just never sure when it's going to show up. I mean, you know, it's sort of like those paranormal ghosts, you know, here and there. So, that's out there. You know, we're looking at some very good yields across Indiana and Illinois. We saw the Andersons this morning bumping their idea of the corn to 210 and a 59 bushel bean average for the state of Illinois. And then on the other hand, we're hearing Iowa has spots where the yields are under 50, can you believe that, in beans, and under 200 in the corn in different places. So a lot of people talking about some of the areas of Iowa that aren't as good, other people talking about how good Illinois is.
Well, Illinois was advertised as the Garden State, wasn't it?
It sure was. And I'll tell you what, Indiana's not far behind Illinois on how things are going for this year either.
Could it be that the report... on other years, if the harvest wasn't a record harvest, this report with the reported numbers that we've been talking about might actually mean a knee-jerk reaction in the marketplace. But could this report, let's say USDA gives us 100 million or 150 million bushels less of corn, and then we come back with the WASDE report in October and find demand has picked up, and there's certainly... enough evidence that there is some truth to that statement, that we could find ourselves at sub 2 billion bushels of ending stocks.
God, that'd be what we'd all hope for. And it can happen. I mean, along the way, the biggest problem that we have with that scenario, Dave, is called the dollar and the strength we've had lately. And it's kept us uncompetitive to pick up all that extra stuff we'd like to pick up down at these levels. You know, the only thing we got going for us is somehow the Russian farmers are hanging on to a little more, and the way things are going, because they're getting a lot more rubles for their corn now because of the way that the sanctions that the U.S. and other countries put on them has sort of devalued the ruble and escalated the dollar.
And of course, the dollar against the euro as well, and the dollar made new four-year highs today.
Yeah, and that is probably the one thing that keeps me from agreeing with that statement wholeheartedly, but God, that would be just what we'd love to see for the American farmer.
So the bearish influence is going to still likely be in the marketplace post the WASDE report. So when does the tire stop leaking and go sideways?
Well, I think that we've got to get through a midway of harvest. We have to either maybe see a weather change in South America, a weather change in Europe or the Black Sea range area that would be damaging to next year's crop, or the dollar weaken a little bit and we see exports pick up a little bit. But and any of those things can happen. But without some weather problems in the rest of the world here right now, we're looking at a very large world supply of beans and corn.
If everything were to pass in South America as advertised, with plus 90 million metric tons of soybeans coming online at the end of their harvest season, and then us coming back with a significant number of planted acres of beans because of the ratio to bean to corn at the point, could we see futures in soybeans less than $7?
I sure hope not, but it's a possibility, but it's a slim one, of course, to get that low. I think that sort of pretends to the idea that we'd be more in the 850 type range. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I know that the pessimists are saying some of those lower numbers, and even Fibonacci people are too, but we'd like to think that there's something that's going to happen out there that's going to help us not go quite that low.
So as you talk to your producers, what kind of things are you talking about vis-a-vis marketing?
Well, you know, we have been short and continue to stay short the November 15 beans. We do think that there is, you know, a very good chance that they will be towards or lower than $9 come next year. So, you know, we've got our hedges on there. We've tried to stay somewhat sold up on the November beans here. And, you know, we're looking at starting to lighten our hedges, after another dime down in the corn here. So just thinking that the $3.08 to $3 is going to be some fairly good support for a while, because we think the American farmer is going to store a lot of his corn rather than sell it here this fall.
The other thing I wonder around a little bit about is post-harvest, because we have fallen so fast. It just seems like yesterday we were at $7.50 futures for corn. And with the rise of prices, we had cash rent prices increase dramatically. And I wonder to the degree to which cash rate prices are going to become a battleground post-harvest.
Farmers will be talking a lot with their landlords. I think you're going to find them very reluctant to drop because they didn't increase the first year, the first 2 years, even a lot of cases, when it was going up. And they'd like to see if they can't rebound. But I think we're going to see some reductions this year. We won't see people going aggressively outbidding their neighbors tremendously like we have in the past because of the price is going to be that way. But I think we're probably 10 months down the road before we see cash rents dropping.
Thank you much, Wayne.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Current tick in the marketplace: the summer corn is trading 324.5, down 1.25. March, 337.25, down 1.25. May, 345.75, down 1.25. July, 352.5, down 1.5. November soybeans, 913.75, down 9.75. January, 922.25, down 10. March 9/31 down 9.5. Go out to July 9/45 3/4 down 9. October soybean meal 305.60 down 250. October soybean oil 32.49 down 30. You're listening to Illinois Public Media WIOL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.